Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed this morning's discussion. I think we can learn a lot from the law of the sea and air law and see how we can use the principles of those areas of law for reducing threats in outer space. I just wanted to make one comment on the discussion on the Chicago Convention. While the discussion was very interesting, it does make me want to repeat something I said in relation to the Articles on State Responsibility. This working group is not the place for the reinterpreting or rewriting of the Chicago Convention. What we can do is learn from it. And in that perspective, the absolute prohibition on the resort to the use of a weapon against civil aircraft in flight, as provided in Article 3 bis of the Chicago Convention, is relevant. It is all the more relevant because it requires the state intending on resorting to the use of a weapon to identify the target and to ensure with a 100% certainty that it's not targeting a civil aircraft in flight. This is highly relevant and should urge us to work on TCBMs, in particular on the importance of registering space objects appropriately and for actors and operators in outer space to share information to ensure that the identity of space objects may be known to reduce threats and to prevent the resort of a weapon against the peaceful users of outer space. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.